Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there, hi there. This is Marcia, Dr. Cappuccino, coming to you from sunny Los Angeles on the Hour for Power, the Dr. Cappuccino Hour of Power Show. Hallelujah. Before we get started, you know the routine. Let's have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, God in heaven, we come to you thanking you for another opportunity to say yes to your will. Yes, to your name. We just love you, God. Can't get along without you. We didn't cry. We didn't mess up. Now here we come crawling back, asking for your redemptive mercy, because your Son, Christ Jesus, came down from above. It's just like you said he was going to do. He gave his life for a mean, wicked world. And now here we can approach you in prayer. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Bless your holy name. We love you, God. Have mercy on us today. In Jesus' name, amen. About how a friend of the world is an enemy of God. You know, this world is just in turmoil. And it's really disappointed God, our Creator. He trusted us as humankind to multiply his presence and domesticate our planet. And look at us now. As a race, we're almost on the brink of self-destruction, all by our own hands. Millions of babies are and have been aborted. Murder and killings are reported everywhere and in every sector. And suicides are up even among children and elderly who are taking their own lives at a record rate. My goodness, crime and violence seems to have no end. How does God feel about this? Well, you know what? God is not pleased at all. He is not pleased because he has allowed men centuries of self-governance, and time has proven that we don't know how to direct our own steps. And it says that in the Holy Scriptures of Jeremiah 10:23. But we're going to hear how the Apostle James, under the inspiration of God, felt about the world of mankind and how he has stated that he had even created man. Anyone who goes along with the world's conduct and the way of life and the way of operating their lives, the way of murder of the unborn and the innocent, the ways of destruction and ways of bloodshed. Oh, my goodness, I could go on. We makes ourselves an enemy of God. So we're going to hear 10 steps to really get down in our spirit. Goal to really get to the bottom of how we cannot and should not make ourselves an enemy of God. You know what? Some people might say, I don't know what an enemy is. You know what? I know what it feels like when people don't really like me and when they don't want to be around me and when they don't want to really hear what I got to say. I thought that was an enemy. But no. Let me tell you something. The Bible identifies the enemy and a foe as two different entities. A foe is someone who tracks you down, who comes after you with all they have to do you harm. But an enemy is one that seeks your very life. They want you dead. That's an enemy. Someone that wants you dead, that feels you don't even deserve to live. And anyone that turns their back on God, how God feels about them, that they don't even deserve to live. Anyone that makes himself an enemy of God, even the fool, telling us, oh, well, he's just a fool. He doesn't know what he's doing. But the Bible says that a fool says to himself and to others that there is no God. So those people are not worthy of life. So we know this is going to be a very important a meeting here on this phone, a meeting of the mind. Because no one in their right mind wants to make themselves an enemy of God. Well, you know, I've gotten some of your emails, and some are asking a lot of questions that I have to, in all fairness, say, just keep listening. Just keep tuning in. Because this is about enemy. I can't talk about anything else because an enemy of God is very important because it means that you are not on God's side. And it means you're on the side of his adversary. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, when he was on earth, he said, those that are not with me. Those that are scattering are not on my side. He says, those that are scattering are not walking in my footsteps. And of course, the Creator God that created his only begotten Son is not happy about that. So the best thing we can do as Christians and as people that want to be Christ-like and that want to come into the Christian fold is to, guess what? Do not make ourselves enemy of God. And so we're going to now talk about 10 ways, 10 steps anyone can take. I don't care if it's 10 or 110. You don't want to be an enemy of God. You want what God got. You want what God has promised you. You want long life because God has promised you that. You want abundance in your life because God has said his Son came to bring abundance and to give life. You want all those things. There's some more. But because of our time span, well, I'm not going to dwell on those, but whatever God got, you want it. Whatever the Creator has promised you, you want him to stand firm on his promise. You want him to make good on his promise. And most of all, God said, try me, test me. You want God to be there when your time of needing to test him and to prove him and to dig you out of a hole and hole that you done fell over in or you done got pushed in. You want God to be there to lift you up and lift you out whole and in your right mind. Isn't that right? Of course it is. So I'm going to get on with the 10 ways because it's very important. You make yourself an enemy of God, you're not going to get anything from God. I'm going to say that again. You make yourself an enemy of God, you're not going to get anything from God. And don't think you can fool God. God is not to be mocked. The Bible says whatsoever a man is sowing, that's what he's going to reap. So it doesn't do us any good to try and fool God in the first place. So we're going to talk about the 10 ways you and me and anyone else listening can not make themselves the enemy of God. Number one, anybody telling the truth is on the side of God. Because we know the Bible says in John chapter 8 that Satan is a liar and a manslayer from the very beginning of creation. So anybody that's going around lying and lying to hurt and to cause mayhem, that's an enemy of God. You're not telling the truth. The Bible says, walk in truth. So if you're not walking in truth, you're walking in lies, guess what? You're an enemy of God. So you want to practice telling the truth. Yep, I know it's hard. I've talked to businessmen that have told me, doctor, you know what? I wouldn't be where I'm at now if I didn't lie like a dog then and there. I mean, you got to be kidding. They said, no, people don't want to hear the truth. Well, let me tell you something. That might be true, but guess who wants to hear the truth? God himself. God wants to hear the truth. You don't care if men will hear the truth or not. Man is made out of dust, fallen flesh, born in sin, is mama's, all of them, and all the way back to Eve, born in sin. So you don't care what they think. You don't care what they think. You know why? Because Jesus Christ said, he came to do the will of the Father. So when you tell the truth, you're doing the will of the Father. Paul said, put this mind in you to walk after Christ. So how can you do that if you're not walking in truth? So if you don't want to be an enemy of God, number one, tell the truth. Number two, the Bible says that God is love. So if God is love, that means to be a loving person. And people know when you care about them. People know when you're interested in loving them. People really know this. So if you walk in love, if you ask God to help you show love, he's going to do it. I've talked to people that say, oh, I hate everybody. I don't love nobody. Well, you know what? You're an enemy of God. You're an enemy of God. I don't care what the next person has done. He said, love thy neighbor as thyself. The Bible says God is love. So if you're walking in love, you're walking in God. How can you be an enemy of God if you're walking in love? So number two, you want to walk in love because God is love. Number three, you want to take care of your body. The Holy Scripture says that the body is the temple of the Spirit of the living God, God himself. So if you're going around cutting your body, if you're going around putting bad food in your body, if you're going around not getting enough sleep, any of these things, you're constituting yourself an enemy of God. God wants you to be holy. He says, transform your mind, transform your life, transform your body. Hallelujah. He said, yes, She says, I need you. I need you to take care of your body because this is the temple. This is the temple. And I need you to show the world that I live and that this is where you have your very being. This is what God wants you to do. So when you take care of your body, you're taking care of the temple of God. You can't be an enemy of God taking care of God. So you want to practice taking care of your body. Number four, you want to stand firm for righteousness. The Bible says God is a righteous God. And if he said we must be holy as he is holy, that means we can do it. That means we got the power to do it. That means we got God's Spirit, his Holy Spirit, to do it. So number four, we want to stand firm for righteousness. You don't care what a man is putting on a woman's dress. What do you care about that? What could you care about that? You don't care anything about that. You know why? Because God has created, according to the Bible, man and woman. So if you want to make yourself an enemy of God, man, start putting on women's clothes and see what you're going to get. You're going to get God's disfavor. And when you get God's disfavor, you're making yourself an enemy. You're making yourself an enemy of God. And guess what's going to happen? Guess what's going to happen? He's going to cast you out forever. The Bible says he's going to cast you out forever. So you want to stand firm for righteousness. Number five, you want to keep company with those also that love God. Keep company with people who have faith to honor God and who really want to do what God says at all times. That's what you want to do. You want to keep company with people that love God, that honor God, that worship God, that want to be like God, that call on God's name, that holify God's name. That's what you want to do. You want to keep company with those that love God. You want to teach your wife, your family. Shun bad association because God's Bible told the ancient Israelites that if you marry their sons and your daughters marry those that are not of like company, they're going to surely turn them away. He said, don't give your daughters to their sons and don't give the sons to those daughters. And so now, you know, keeping bad company will make yourself the enemy of God. Number six, you want to praise. You want to praise God at all times. You want to pray. When you're down and out, you want to praise him. When it looks like you can't see your way out, you want to praise God. When it looks like you don't have a way out, you want to praise God, praise your way out. When it looks like all hope is gone, you want to praise God because those that love God praise God. Those that love God want to honor God through their praise. Those that want to be God's friend, they know he has already told them, praise him in the morning, praise him in the noontime. Praise. We want to praise God. Number seven, we want to pray to live holy. You know what? You can't go before God in an unholy state. You can't go before God letting the world know by your example that you're a hateful, mean person that could care less about others. You want to pray to live holy. Someone might say, well, I've been drinking whiskey all my life. I've been cursing all my life. I've been a homemonger all my life. I've been stole all my life. I didn't have thoughts of killing people all my life. How can I get out of that? The Bible says he that wants wisdom and that wants to change his wanton ways, these people are admonished. They are admonished. I mean to pray to live holy. They want to pray to live right. They want to pray to live holy. They want to pray because the Bible says God is holy. And that if you want to please God and be God's friend, you have got to live holy. He said you must. He didn't say try it. He didn't say hope to do it. He didn't say ask your mama how to do it. He said you are to pray to live holy. How can you go before holy God if you're not holy? So you certainly can't be his friend if you're not holy. So you've got to live a holy life. People, I'm not talking about that anymore. I know people are doing everything they can, living any kind of way. Well, my friends is living like this. It must be okay. Well, I ain't been caught yet. It must be okay. Well, I haven't been arrested yet. It must be okay. No. Pray to live holy. If God said you can live holy, you can. But you got to want to live holy. You got to want to take up that old flesh and say, for God I live, and for God I'm going to press on. I'm going to press on. I'm going to press on because I know ain't nothing left in the world. The world has fallen with fallen flesh. The world that we know is fallen. Look, wake up tomorrow morning and see if there's a change. Whatever happened today is going to be worse tomorrow. So you want to pray to live holy so as not to be an enemy of God. Number eight, you want to work for God. God got a lot of work for you. He said to his son that the harvest is great, but the workers are few. You want to work for God. You know, you work for God. Number one, you got to get in line with God. You're not going to work for him if you're not in line. You want to throw up both hands and say, God, employ me, and God pays. People running around stealing, murdering, committing all acts of mayhem. Hey, tell God, okay, come Monday, put me on your payroll. Tell God you're going to work for him. Don't go asking and begging. You ain't got to do that. He said, come unto me, and I come unto you. He didn't say, come unto me on your knees. He said, come unto me. Come unto me. You take two steps to me, and I'm going to take three to you. So work for God. Tell God from this moment on, I'm going to work for you. Say, I might be hungry, but God, I'm getting ready to work for you. I might not have what I want, but I'm getting ready to work for you. They might have put that eviction note on the door last night, but I'm getting ready to work for you. I might have lied like a dog all year long, but right now, hallelujah, glory to God, I'm getting ready to work. Put me to work. I'm not going to beg no black man, no white man, no red man, no orange for a dime. I'm now on your payroll. I have to stand in the food lines. I don't have to beg for free medical, free nothing. I'm going to work for you because I know through your son, he says that your pay's real good. So work for God. Tell God I'm yours now, 8 hours a day, but forever, and watch God go to work. He won't be an enemy. Oh, no, no, no. He will not turn his back on you. He says, the way of the sinner I do not see. The voice of the sinner I do not hear. Say, God, I'm getting ready to work. I'm getting ready. Now, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know how to do anything, but I'm getting ready to work. Find something for me to do. Number nine, you want to even eat for God. Do you know people that make themselves a glutton is to be thrown in the lake of fire? The book of Revelation says it. It says that in the end times, those that are against God and that rebelling against God, guess what? He said they're going to be pissing it like a fire. He said, along with the liars, the murderers, the whoremongers. Right. The act of gluttony is a sin. Just eating till you can't hardly walk out the restaurant. Just eating till you almost got to fall away from your own table. Just eating until your health is ruined. How can you go for God? Laying up somewhere then ruin your body. So you got to eat for God. The Bible, Apostle Paul said, man have become as mean beast who has made their belly their God. Your God is in heaven, not made of flesh here on earth. So that means you've got to watch what you eat. Eat for God. How can you go for God laden down with food causing you cancer and every other kind of disease, digestive problems? Who's going to listen to you? Who's going to listen to you with your body all misshapen? How are you going to honor God looking like an animal? You know how? By watching what you eat. Eat for God. Say, God, I know I'm a glutton. Help me, God. I'm a glutton. Can't seem to stop eating. Every time I wake up, I want something to eat. Before I go to bed at night, I got to have something to eat. All through the day, I got to eat, eat, eat. You're making yourself an enemy of God because he knows you're destroying the temple, eating worse than a dog, eating worse than an animal. So you got to watch what you eat, watch how you eat, and watch how much. You're making yourself an enemy of God by ruining the temple of God, by eating yourself almost into oblivion. Don't do that. If you can't seem to help it, you got an animal-like appetite, hey, say, God, kill my appetite in the name of Jesus so I can run for you. Now, I know that might seem strife, but try it. Every time you get a cramp for your head, say, hallelujah, praise the Lord, hallelujah. God feeds me. God gives me my food. God puts my food on the table. Lay it on God. Put it on him. He says, bring your burdens to me and leave them there. Put them on me and watch God go to work. Watch him go to work. Test him. Prove him. You've proven everybody else. You prove your wife. She done failed you. You done proved and listened to your husband. He done failed you. You done listened and ran with your friends. They done failed you. Good God Almighty. give God a chance. Give him an opportunity and watch God go to work. I'd rather watch him go to work than anybody I know. Eat for God and watch God go to work. And number 10, we're going to dwell a little bit on this. Number 10, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing but the blood of Jesus is going to help you not become an enemy of God. Ask God to rain down the blood of Jesus on you. Ask the Savior himself, surround me with your blood. Pray to heaven, hallelujah, to open up and let the blood of Jesus just run down from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. Call in the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood. Nothing but the blood. All these step number 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 and 7 and 8 and 9, none of that's going to count if you don't call on the blood of Jesus. You done called on man, ain't done you no good. You done called on 4 or 5 women last week, ain't done you no good. You done said I'm called on your friends, ain't done you no good. You done called on everybody you know, ain't done you no good. You done sent letters to the White House, ain't done you no good. You done been all around the world, ain't done you no good. You done laid up in Utah, Chicago, ain't done you no good. Come on now. Come on. Time to call on the blood of Jesus. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Not the blood of the president. Not the blood of your great-grandmother. Not the blood of your dead husband. But the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. After they perish, all the blood is drained out. So there's no other redemption power but the blood of Jesus. The blood, the blood, the blood that cleanses, the blood that heals, the blood that retransforms your mind, the blood that makes you a better man, a better woman, the blood that helps you run your household with courage and strength, the blood that makes you put God first and man second, the blood, the blood, the blood that puts food on your table, shoes on your feet. Come on, come on, come on. The blood will make you tell the truth. The blood will make you love your neighbor. The blood of your body. The blood of Jesus will make you stand firm for righteousness. The blood of Jesus will make you keep the right company. The blood of Jesus will enable you to praise. Hallelujah, and not bow down to Satan. The blood of Jesus will make you live holy. The blood of Jesus will give you work for God. The blood of Jesus will help you work for God. My God, look at the power. Hallelujah, the redemption power of God. Try it. And he'll bring your enemy to your feet. Your enemy will call you on the phone and say happy birthday. Your enemy will call you on the phone and say, I'm sorry for the way I acted 2 years ago, but I see you're still doing good. Hallelujah. Your enemy, the blood of Jesus will make your enemy call and say, I don't know why I'm calling you. I'm just thinking about you. You all right? And you say, yes, hallelujah. The blood of Jesus will help you. I'm a living witness. That's why I'm on this show. God told me, he said, doctor, you got something to say. You're talking all day, you're talking all afternoon, you're talking all night. You got something to say. You want to work for me? I said, yeah, I don't need no pay. But Jesus will help you not become an enemy of God. Not you done tried everything. You done paid for everything. You done lied for everything and to everybody. Try Jesus. Try Jesus. And if you really want to accept Jesus into your life, pray this prayer with me right now. Lord God in heaven, I've been a dog all my life. Thought I was doing good. Thought I was doing the right thing. Thought I was being charitable. Thought I was helping people. But I found out because I wasn't living holy and walking in righteousness, I was as a filthy rag before your face. Now I come to you as my Lord and Savior. Take me into the fold. I'm ready. Take me into your heart. God, heart. The Bible says you got ears to hear. You got a heart to feel. You got hands to reach out and lift up. Lift me up. Lift me up, God. And I'll live the balance of my life for you. I'm tired now. I've been a failure all my life outside of you. Now it's your turn. I'm going all the way for you. Cover me with the blood of your son, Christ Jesus. This is my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. That's all you got to do. Pray that prayer, and then purpose in your heart. Lay the foolishness down. Tell sugar daddy don't knock on the door anymore. Tell your husband, if I catch you stealing again, I'm going to turn you in myself. Tell your mother, If I find out you're selling cocaine out the front, back door, and the window, I'm going to help bring you down. Stand for God. And you know what? When God stands for you, your enemies will bow down at your feet. I'm not playing. Let God stand for you in Jesus' name. Now, you know, we're going to be here same time next week. Same time, I'm going to be talking about everything good. Keep watching your emails and know that God is with you this day. Say, for God I live and for God I die. And watch long life become yours. Thank you for tuning in to the hour. To the hour for Paul was really 30 minutes. But you get a whole hour out of this. Thank you for tuning into the Tino Show for all the power you need coming in the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you.